Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Sunday!
Yeah. It's a Super Cowboys Bowl Sunday.
Who gives a fuck?
It's still a game to watch,
it's a
right?
game, but it's not that important.
I understand. People will never know how bad Dallas wants championships in this city. We want that shit.
I think we have the best. New Orleans Saints, they have a great fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a great.
It's a pretty strong fan base.
Yeah, and we got a lot of people outside of Dallas,
exactly.
too. So.
Even out of state. Just I know people that are like, yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan, and Arkansas, you know, places that don't have football teams.
Scott, my friend from St. Louis.
Yeah, definitely don't have a favorite.
He is die-hard
team at all.
Die-hard Dallas Cowboys fan. Okay. Yes. So, we got them everywhere.
Yeah, man. America's team, baby. One year, one day.
But anyway, fuck the Super Bowl. I'm just kidding.
We're just using that as a timeline.
I feel like we're going to burn this.
I don't want that to happen.
I don't either, because I don't know how to put out fire.
So, Sean is over here smoking this giant blunt.
He is such a liar. I have a candle lit.
It's a candle.
But
a candle
it's
lit
like,
to some potential fire hazard materials.
I need to put rules up in my house. No, I'm just kidding.
Put rules?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Safety. Fire safety.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. If you gotta discipline yourself in a certain way.
Discipline with a rule list. Which brings me to my next sentence.
Because I see what you did there.
I actually didn't, but you did. You like fed off of me and it like rolled. But anyway, oh my God, guys. This week's episode
brought to you by the word
discipline. Discipling.
Discipling E.
It's a weird spelling word, but whatever.
You just say that because as you wrote your notes, you're like, how?
No, because I had it written everywhere, but then it's like, I had a little drink, and then I'm like, wait, no, that's not right. I tried D-E. I'm like, that's definitely not
D-I-S-A.
Okay.
D-I-S-A.
What is this random I? Hold on, okay. So I just had to fix it. Anyway.
Yeah. I like that, though, discipline.
Discipline. I mean, it's definitely been my word of the week from last week.
Mm-hmm.
It just kept popping up. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
We kind of talk about it a lot, though, without really using the word discipline. We kind of talk about being disciplined mm-hmm. in all of our episodes. You know, like all of our titles almost kind of tie into that whole scenario. It's like, all right, you want to be single, enjoy your singleness. There's a discipline in that. Gotta actually practice at some point. Like mm-hmm. it's simply just a practice of something mm-hmm. for yourself.
In order to succeed.
Yeah, like self-discipline maybe is more specific. Because you can get disciplined by your teacher or your boss, your parents,
mm-hmm.
But your self-discipline is way different in that sense because it takes a lot to just tell yourself, I need to do this. Because I got a whole half of me.
Well, actually, it's very easy to tell yourself, I need to do this. It's very hard to actually do it.
Right. Because I have that other side of me that's like, but why though? when I could just sit here and binge watch Netflix?
My problem is, because even when I was like listening to.
I would rather now do
those videos that we were on that I was like sending you every morning and all that shit, which was very short-lived. That was very short-lived. Why did I stop sending you videos?
I don't know.
Why didn't you never say nothing? I just literally realized
we just get busy and stuff.
See? Lack of discipline.
Lack of discipline. Oh, I see what you did again there. Okay. It's, I bet this is probably low-key the biggest problem for most people that have a goal or something like that or some kind of life plan. Mm-hmm. That discipline is always like, if I'm on a diet, my discipline is not eating meat or whatever it is. I'm doing this diet where it's
spoiled as Americans.
It could very well be.
And we want to do what the fuck we want to do.
That's what it is.
But.
Potentially.
But. We kind of have to like step above that whole, what's the word? Privileged type of attitude.
Yeah, okay.
And realize that in order to accomplish what it is that you're wanting to accomplish, discipline definitely plays an extreme part in that. Mm-hmm. And people aren't unfamiliar with discipline.
We get taught that stuff as children. Don't do that.
Right. It's very well in our face.
You don't yell in public.
But it's just not. It's just not something that's practiced the way that it should. And me and you are very guilty,
for sure,
of not practicing it. Mm-hmm. Like I was talking to you on the when we were out on the patio. It's just like, you know, I am in this great place in my life where I'm just like feeling the best about myself, and I low key selfishly just wanted to like enjoy it and just be like, I don't have any worries.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Bitch, I'm living my best life.
I'm happy.
You
now.
Don't know me. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But at the end of the day, I think God put me in this position to prosper so that I need to discipline myself to get the things that I actually want. I want to be my best self. I've done the homework, got my Dopetivity going. Everything is perfect in my mind, mm-hmm. as far as how I want to be as a human, but I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
So that's when discipline needs to step in. Discipline needs to step in and be front and center.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about discipline is it's not something that's forced upon you. You kind of have to do, you got to want to do the discipline.
Exactly. Especially as an adult too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I'll take myself as an example.
I wish I was forced to do it. Like,
right.
I wish it was mandatory.
So you didn't have to worry. Yeah, I'm just listening like military style, right. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a part of me is like, I don't want people to tell me what to do. So like, then I have that.
Even yourself.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it's crazy because you don't even want yourself, mm-hmm. telling you what to,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it'll always work its way down to that.
You
core.
Just want
to,
yeah. live.
Uh-huh. You spend your whole life growing up like, I can't wait until I move out of my parents' house. Mm-hmm. They don't have, I can do what I want. Like, that's a goal as a teenager. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So weird that we live that way, but. God damn, society is structured as a motherfucker.
And I think we need to, on top of that, stop like pointing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
On
exactly what I was actually going to jump into right there.
Like, we can't. We have to be different.
Yeah, you gotta accept and own the fact that you want to accomplish your actual goal, and it takes something. Everybody loves and dreams about that lottery moment where it's like, oh, I have this goal in my head. I just want to wake up tomorrow and I'm that, or I'm there. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, of course we have that. Of course we can see that potential happening because, I don't know, movies, the lottery, whatever it is, where you just see like, oh yeah, it can't, it's possible. If I just hang out and just chill and wait and not really discipline myself the way I need to, structure my life like this specifically,
right,
it might still just happen. So I'm hoping that happens because it was zero effort and I like that,
right? That's the easy way out.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. how often does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if the world as a whole only has so many of those to give out, which is mm-hmm. what it is, just like a lottery. Everybody's not winning the lottery.
Mm-mm.
But if there's only a finite amount of that good luck to give, what makes you think that you're going to get that? You know, you might want to just go ahead and play your cards and actually do work.
And that's the hard part.
And that's the hard part. Damn.
I think, like, it bars down to something just as simple as, like, I was telling you, like, I need to fucking, I mean, I don't want to come off as a, like, my apartment is just, like,
oh yeah,
dirty.
You have,
like,
a child.
It's horrible. Like, you know, it's just, like, disgusting, and there's food all over the walls and shit like that.
Is that spaghetti sauce right there?
But my point that I'm trying to make is that I need to clean my apartment.
Uh-huh.
There's clothes, there's toys, there's just so much crap, and it's not how I want it to look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
you told yourself at some point, like,
I've told myself, I'm probably going to say the last 3 to 4 weeks, I need to deep clean,
uh-huh,
and I need to just get this in there, and keep it that way. But the thing that also has been in my mind is that every single time I do that deep clean, and I do have it spotless in here, I enjoy it for literally not even 24 hours, mm-hmm, and then it's back. Yeah. So it's almost like I did all that work for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's stressful to me. I'm just like, imagine. Bro, I'm just gonna nitpick and clean here, clean there, and then blah, blah, blah. But no.
Taking the alternate route in that sense.
Decreasing your clutter and, like, cleaning your space is important to your
mentality.
Your mentality, part, yeah. Your development, your, you know. And I was just thinking the other day, I'm like, my apartment's cluttered with clothes and toys.
That means your brain is cluttered.
My car is cluttered with Kinley's, whatever she brings into my car,
mm-hmm,
whatever I, cups and shit that I leave in my car. Like, everything is cluttered, and it does have, even if I am in a good space, like, my mental could be a lot clearer.
Because
mm-hmm, I don't just see a whole bunch of,
yeah,
like, I stuff. Think it's kind of a reflection of your mind.
Oh, yeah. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what that means in the terminology they use about if you live a cluttered life externally, mm-hmm, your mind's going to be cluttered as well.
Yes.
Like, I think it's just you have more things, you're adding one more thing on your plate to think about that potentially might stress you out.
And I think that's when what it is.
When it's taken care of, it's one less thing on your plate.
So when I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not blind to the fact.
That was a good example too, but, like, everything in life can be that way. Like, not even saying physical clutter is all over the place.
Right. Mental clutter. Yeah, is you a can thing
be
too.
You can be
holding on to back. Like, that's why we say, like, you have to come to terms with a lot of shit within, mm-hmm, yourself,
yeah,
before you can prosper.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. That's clutter.
You'll never progress if you're hanging out in
You're holding on to things that hurt you. Holding on to relationships that didn't go right. Holding on to your childhood issues. Holding on to all that stuff. If you're not necessarily dealing with that stuff, then it's clutter in your brain.
Yeah.
Clutter in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you be your best self with all that clutter?
You're not. And that's where that discipline comes in again. Because it's almost like, I know...
Mm-hmm.
Or I can tell that, especially, like, I think what episode was that we talked about? Knowing yourself. It was the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see and understand yourself, mm-hmm, in the situation you're in right now,
mm-hmm,
or maybe that was the one before that, situational awareness,
mm-hmm,
then...
Yeah, I was in dealing with this.
Was it? Oh.
I don't know.
It may be.
The one before that... Oh, God. I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway. Sorry.
But,
sorry.
It doesn't matter anyways, but I don't know. No, but, so, like.
Oh, yeah, it was the one before. Bulletproof.
Okay.
That was just situational awareness. Okay.
But, yeah, like, once you realize that shit, you should know that you have to do something at that point, right? And you're sitting there in that exact moment telling yourself, like, I could find new friends or whatever it is. Like, maybe your friends are cluttering your mind because you have too much responsibility with the friends.
Or you're taking on their drama too.
Taking on their drama. Yeah.
Because friend, I feel like a real friend, they're supposed to be there for, I mean, you can be there as moral support if you're a true friend. That's fine.
Right. Uh-huh.
But to plant all of your
insecurities and
everything upon one person.
Don't
and then,
give me your trash.
And then you don't even necessarily care about what their problems or whatever it is. Then that's not healthy. So
yeah,
friendships can definitely cause mental clutter. I think that's definitely a good word.
Yeah. Mental Where's clutter. Yeah, write that down. Mental this? Clutter. I don't know. I thought you were just writing something down. Okay. Oh, there we go. But yeah, so clearing that out, I mean, it's like at the end of the day, our brains are kind of like computers. Mm-hmm. You ever been on a computer where you got too much shit on there? You done saved too many documents, too many files, and your shit's just running slow. Mm-hmm. And then you clean it all out, clear that cache or the cookies or whatever it is. You're like, oh, my computer or my phone is working better now. Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean,
at the end of the day, it is.
If people would just break it down to those terms, I think that everyone would be okay.
Yeah, something that you could associate with that you use always is a good learning point or stepping stone in that sense.
So, after saying all that, what we really wanted this podcast to be, this episode to be, was going to be more so about steps to getting the discipline that you need in order to be better.
Well, before you jump into the details on that one,
okay,
to further express that, like, kind of like what we talked about on the patio too, it's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of discipline that you could probably have, because in a sense, to me, I think discipline is infinite. You can be infinitely disciplined about everything, every action you take. But we don't always do that. We always we're like pushing and pulling the whole time. You know, like, I do want to clean up, but I can watch Netflix and just
relax. Because I've been at work all day. Like, that sounds like me. I've been at work all day. I just want to eat this Chinese food and go to sleep and watch Netflix.
Once you put Chinese food in there, I was like, that is Shauna.
I just don't want to deal with it. Like,
it's
I
not
just
going
deal
nowhere.
With it tomorrow. It's but it's like, nowhere. Why not? It's on your brain. Attack it.
Declutter that
and,
shit.
And, while you were saying that, something else came to my mind. Like, there are people that have discipline in their life and they have their spectrum, as you spoke on, of their discipline, right?
Right.
But that spectrum is only keeping them in a certain lane or certain window in their life. So when we talk about this stuff, when we talk about like stuff that you need or things you need to do, like not every person that is practicing what we're preaching is in a miserable state of mind. It's not like you hate yourself and you're just like, oh my God, is it better myself? Blah, blah. Some people are actually in a great place. Like me, like I feel like I'm in a great mental state. I feel like I'm in a great place, but at the end of the day, like I'm really just boxing myself in from my, what I could possibly be becoming.
Right.
So, there's successful people that have their spectrum of discipline that they can even up the ante.
Oh, yeah, because it's infinite.
And open it. Mm-hmm. Open it a little bit more. Open up a couple more doors. Open up their mind to a couple more things to where they can even be greater than where they were. Yeah. And that's the thing. We don't want you to get complacent in your amazingness. I think I just made that up. We don't want you to get up complacent in your adultivity.
So yeah.
We don't want you to get complacent in the adultivity. We want you to continue to progress in the adultivity. Keep going forward.
There's so many windows you can be looking
exactly.
out of right
like
now.
You don't know, like I feel like if you're not because technically in all actuality when you are being dope and you're like you're shedding light on people and if you're just keeping yourself in a window, that means you're just going to keep shedding life on this one like certain group of individuals, right when you could be reaching millions so to speak. Like
there's
so many
facets of life that you could be jumping into.
Exactly. Even the most successful person has to up the ante. And then that also goes back. Okay, now I'm just getting in my. That also goes back to, you know, people that are extremely successful and that touch a lot of people, like public speakers that have this.
Yeah, motivational guys.
If they get complacent, and people keep hearing, I mean, they're always going to touch someone. But what right. about those people that you touched to that point? Yeah. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I got that part. Now what? Like, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Now what? So you have to keep creating content for them as well.
That's true.
Those people yeah. that are already, that are still wondering how to get there, mm-hmm. they'll see those other things.
Right.
But you have to keep making it bigger to keep getting people on the same level that you're progressing to, because that's what the goal ultimately should be. Mm-hmm. Make more people this, or help people with this situation, or like, you know, like yeah. you just want to keep, you
gotta always keep going up. It's levels to this shit. We talked about ladders at some point, one of the yeah, episodes.
We did. Yeah. If you just climb all the top of your serial killer, remember?
Like straight to the top, no problems.
Yeah. No problems, no issue. Just like, you're crazy as hell.
And not to say like go find issues, because you don't have to.
You don't have to, exactly. You don't have to do
they
that.
Will find you.
For real.
And you sit there and you deal with it like a video game boss. Mm-hmm. I beat that level.
Yeah.
Time to go on to the next one. Mm-hmm. What's after this? Oh, something a little harder. If you think about that, like video games and stuff.
Yeah.
Like they start off easy, or even yeah. just any game. Like it starts off easy, and then like you actually don't complete something till you beat the last one, which is supposed to be the hardest part.
And then
of the
game's over, and you're like, yeah. damn.
You ain't never played no game where you're like, damn, the hardest part was at the beginning. And everything else was easy after that. Mm. No. Even Pac-Man don't get that way. And that's one of the low-key originals. They've been doing this for a minute. But yeah. So that discipline, though.
Discipline is an extremely important factor with all of this. And then another thing that me and Nate were discussing, y'all, is like every episode that we have posted, mm-hmm. it's like stepping stones. Like, we're learning too.
Yes. We can't stress that enough.
So at the end of the day, it's like, if we go back and listen to our first couple episodes and talk about the things that you can do better within yourself then, and then like listen to every episode and see what you can get out of each one, it's kind of like a building block. Mm-hmm. Like we're helping ourselves, and we're using our experiences, and we're using the tools and the tactics that we we are trying to present to you all. We're trying to use all of this stuff to get to our best self, because we want to keep elevating. You never want to be just like on a standstill. Like, I don't want to do it. But anyway, this is kind of like step by steps without being step by steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not that hard. It's not, I think the idea is like, it's not hard to discipline yourself.
It's literally mentally hard.
It's all mentally hard, yeah. But in that moment when you have that choice to make that, you're at that crossroad, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not I'm gonna watch Netflix or I'm gonna clean up the house, it's about that point right there, right?
It's like,
yeah, like which way do you drag yourself? Like that's where discipline kicks in, and you gotta figure out. A lot of times too, I think the best way to sum up having discipline, or actually getting something out of discipline, because that might be something that's a big issue for a lot of people.
What you mean?
Getting something out of the discipline that you're having,
or right. you're needing. Benefiting from
yeah,
it?
Yeah, benefit. Okay. Right. So like you can tell yourself the benefit's higher for me in my self-worth, in my emotional state, or my energy level right now to just chill and watch Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime movies right. all day versus... And I hate that we keep using your apartment.
No, keep going. It's fine.
But I know we've already delved into it too far, so mm-hmm. we got to keep using it. But yeah, in comparison to doing that versus, all right, let me just actually take on this activity that I know how to do. Like you have to figure out how you can weigh that moment out. Like right. there has to be that point in that whole situation. You got to stop yourself and say, all right, I'm at a decision point. Mm-hmm. And I need to actually make efforts to do something that I might assume is going to make my life better, right?
Yeah.
And even if it's the whole friend example too, like, mm-hmm. all right, my friend just said some whack ass shit that I was like, I don't agree with you, sir. Mm-hmm. 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 And you have to actually see what at that point is going to dictate the rest of that. So if you're going to look at the factors of the friendship that's higher for this one versus mm-hmm. what's better in just not doing anything, then you're at that crossroad.
I think it's all evaluation.
It's just that push and pull.
Evaluation is very important because, like, in order to even get to that crossroad, you have to check yourself and know that you're going to get to a crossroad.
Right.
You have to understand, like, okay, this made me feel some type of... And this shit, when you start practicing it the way you should, like, you're going to react differently to things. So if someone says something to you, like, for example, me and you talking, and you say something that I don't like, and I take it in because I listen to you, we communicate well.
My favorite show is Power Rangers.
Ew. Like, bro, you're 30. What are you talking about? You know, but that's so simple to where it's like, I would just literally say, bro, you're 30. What the fuck you talking about? But it's like, when you, because in all actuality, like, since you bring this up and all this stuff like that has been happening to me, like, lately. And I chose to, like, it's like, damn, do I say something to this person? Or do I just not say anything and just show them better than I can tell them? You understand what I'm saying? I felt like I got to a crossroad and I could be like, you know, pop off Shauna Boo that used to be back in the Gap and be like, look, that shit is stupid. Don't fucking say that. Like, okay. And then call them out on all the shit that they've done wrong. And then be like, I didn't agree with this, this, and this, but you did. You know, like, I could have went about it that way. But what I decided at that particular time was to just, okay, you have your opinion. And this is all within my mind. You have your opinion.
All in 10 seconds.
That's fine. You have your opinion. We're good. I'm just going to show you that I'm going to create the life that I want and not settle compared to what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like you, you know.
Right. What, like, you could have given potentially to our relationship.
Exactly. Like, it's almost like friends are there. What do you think? Okay. This is a good question.
Okay.
What do you think a friend is for? Like, we have our family that, and let me speak on it before I get
give me some details.
We have our family that we're born with, and so we, in so many words, feel like you have to deal with them if you're a family oriented human.
It's blood sticking in water kind of thing.
It's like, damn, this is my family, I'm gonna deal with this. But, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, I know how to operate with them type shit, you know what I'm saying? But friends are not disposable. I don't want to make it seem like I'm saying they're disposable, but a friend is different than your family. They're not your blood.
Right.
So, okay.
They don't have a free pass.
Right. So you have a friend. What do you think a great friend, like the friend that you could be like, damn, that is my best fucking friend. What do you think they consist of?
Okay. So for me, in my mind, and not even just by myself, but actually watching other people, because I am an avid people watcher, and I sit there and watch all that bull. But friends, to me, it's a bunch of different criteria. So I think it starts just like dating. You meet a new friend, right? Your friend is just like, all right, let me.
Well, I don't want this to be a new friend.
Okay. Well, we have to get to that point, though. Okay. But, like, okay. It's like you meet somebody and you're like, oh, this person could be a good friend. Like, I fucks with her. I fucks with him or whatever. And then you get to that where it's like, yeah, it's not a dating thing, but we like to hang out a lot together. Because you're only doing things that you're hanging out about, you know, like hanging out with. Let's go to the movie. Let's go hit this bar up. Let's, let's go try to get these hoes at the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, be on the same wavelength. And then as it develops, because everything always develops over time.
Right.
You'll never have like a friend that you're just like, yeah, we just enjoy, we're good friends because we both just like going to Chipotle. You have that kind of friend? No. Not for 7 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, going to be for the time being. Like, those are like seasonal friends.
Yeah, what else do you have to offer besides this Chipotle connection we got? So it moves from that dating stage to actually trying to introduce that friend that you've created into a family stature.
Okay.
And I think that's how friendships, you know, like non-blood friendships work, is like, it feels like a date, and then you want them to be your family.
So that's, you want to trust them enough to,
yeah, you want to bring them into the same level of, like, we don't have blood, but I feel like we should, kind of thing. Like, you want, as a friend, that's what you want, because you know your family is your guideline or your baseline for that example. Like, if you can talk to anybody like you talk to your family, that's not your family. Mm-hmm. That's a good fucking friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my mind, that's what it is. I don't know if that's what you were asking, but that's how I broke it down.
Yeah. I mean,
2001 when I was trying to figure it all.
And that's the thing for me. Like, I never, like, looked at it like a criteria. Like, mm-hmm. if the only way I consider a friend is if you blah, blah, blah. But that's just me because that's how I operate. So yeah. With me, history means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Building that history and all that stuff, like, it builds how it builds. Like, I don't pay too much attention to that. But then, you know, it's like 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are still building. That's awesome. But I think my question genuinely was asking because I'm going to answer my question.
Okay. For me. So it wasn't, I didn't give you what you were looking for.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You gave me what you want, what you felt. Yeah, and that's what I wanted.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like friends are there to support you and okay, we can just speak on our friendship. How about mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think it's a great one.
That's a
People good... should envy our friendship,
that's a
by the
great,
way.
Great, great example.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. So, me and you known each other since we were
two
years old. And there's been gaps in it. There's been, you know, ins and outs, whatever. But we've always still been solid. We've never had any bad blood. We've never had any altercations. Mm-hmm. We've never had any other individuals come within our friendship and make us feel different about each other.
Nothing can separate us.
No. Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So this is a friendship. I mm-hmm. think that a lot of people are confused about friendships. I think that friendships play a huge part in people's everyday life, only because, like, even though my mama always preached, you don't need no damn friends, I'm your friend. That's my mama. She's mm-hmm. always going to say, like, she feels that way. But I think that being a introvert and, like,
the who?
People, introvert, is that a word?
No. That's a new one. Extrovert.
Nathan said, is that a new one? What are you talking about? Is that Jen talking?
I was like, that outrovert.
Is that wine talking?
We can make
What's
a new outrovert.
I created a whole
we
word.
We can make a new one.
No, is that wine energy?
But we good at notivity.
You knew what I was talking about. I was... But anyway. But <That's> anyway. Extrovert. And loving people.
Yeah.
We just tend to have a lot of different friends come in. You know, like, we weed them out as we go.
Yeah. It's all a cycle.
So, I think that we tend to go through more people than most people.
Possibly. But we're looking for good friends. Like, we have a motive behind it, you know?
Right. But back to what I was saying. Like, I feel like a good friend is just one to... just be there. Like, I feel like I could tell you anything. Mm-hmm. And you're not judging me.
Oh, I judge you all day. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. And you, like, give me valuable advice when I ask for it, not when I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't have to tell you what to do.
You never.
That shouldn't be my...
And you
my...
know why you don't do that, though? Because you trust me. Like,
exactly,
you know
yeah.
me. You know the in-depths mm-hmm. of me.
I know that you're... Even if I'm in that moment where I'm like, I know I'm so right now, and I got all this knowledge and confident as fuck about what I'm going to say, and I'm going to change her life. If I feel that way and I say it, I'm still not like, you just need to do... this because right. you lacking here, first of all. You don't learn that way, or you don't grow that way. You don't develop. I don't like people telling me what to do in that
exactly.
sense either. So why would I do the same thing? And I know a lot of people do that too. Like mm-hmm. I have friends that are like, this is how it's supposed to be done. And I'm like, I get
it. Bro, you're doing it all wrong. You need to do this, this, saying. And this because I want you to get the results that I want you to get. I don't want you to get no results that you want. I don't want you to do some shit that you want to do, bro. That's not what you're supposed to do.
It's been proven that if
you
do it this way,
you're supposed to do it this way so you can be on the same level as me.
Right. And it's not, and it's not even beneficial that way. It doesn't help
We're
you
two
by
different humans.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't help you by saying that just because everybody else in the world does it this one specific way makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. Granted, sometimes it can be, but it does take you getting to that point to realize that. And mm-hmm. you can't jump and skip. Like we talk about that ladder. If you climb that ladder with no problems, people are telling you how to do things and you climb that ladder to success or whatever your goal is with no problems, mm-hmm. then you become a serial killer.
Right. That's our key quote.
You don't want to be Ted Bundy.
No.
Or Al Bundy. Wait, who is it? Which one? Ted. Al Bundy. Oh, Ted Bundy.
Al Bundy. Why do you keep always saying about Al Bundy? Al Bundy is the Bundy. TV
they must
show.
They gotta be related.
But anyway, I think we jumped off topic a little bit.
My bad.
And I'm sorry, guys. We'll get back more into that mental clutter and all that stuff on another episode. But this episode was basically talking about discipline. And I share with Nate that I did, because like I said, discipline has been like a main word that's been popping up in my head so much this last week. Like I wrote it in my journal big as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like discipline with an exclamation point. Yes, it is. So I do want to read this definition real quick. And then we basically want to try to give some tips that we feel are beneficial that I actually got off of this article that I read that I was like, yeah, that makes so much sense. And we have kind of put our own little twist on it to where it can kind of
it makes sense for your
terms on doptivity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me.
That was burp number one. Oh, this laid in. Wow.
Discipline unlocks potential in a man and a woman. When men and women apply discipline to their lives, there's nothing they can't do. So discipline basically is just like important as fuck. Okay.
It's everywhere.
So we were talking about tips to improve discipline and the steps to achievement. And number one, do you remember number one?
I don't. Right.
Surfacing your doptivity.
Yes.
So checking yourself before you check others. Mm-hmm. Loving yourself. Self-awareness.
Right. Literally what we preach.
Deal with yourself first. Because how the hell are you going to even request what you want from another human and you don't even know what you want?
Right.
You may know what you think you want at that particular second. But if you ain't done the work... No, you're not going to even know what to be chasing.
Yeah, you're just saying things you heard at that point.
No.
That's nothing you practiced, nothing you understood. You just, I heard that, well, it's good to know that. Shut up.
Yeah, basically practice what you preach. Exactly. Even if you think that everything on this podcast is dope as hell, and you're like, that makes so much sense. Like, if you're not doing it, then shut the hell up about it. Sorry.
You know? Yeah, this we're not doing this just because we want y'all to listen to our beautiful voices.
My voice ain't that beautiful. I'm sorry, y'all.
Somebody out there is like, she capping low key, ain't she? She low key.
She with all that cap. She with all that cap, man.
She over here. She over here fishing for affirmation.
I do want to shout out. Wait, I know, right? I want to shout out to Desi. What's his name? Desi Banks or something. He's on Instagram. The dude I show you how hood niggas do shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That man, he blowing up right now. Shout out to him. Like, that's B Simone's. I think I spoke on her a while back. That's her best friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he is just like, that nigga is funny. Like, he is so funny to me, bro. Like, he is just so funny. He did a video not too long ago how hood niggas count their money. Bro, that shit was so, oh my God, he's just really funny. But anyway, shout out to him.
Check that out.
You know, he's really
I gotta watch it.
He dope as hell. I'll show you after this video. But anyway, step one in achievement is that doptivity. You gotta be in channel with that.
Check yourself before you check others. Know yourself before you assume you think you know everybody.
Exactly. Knows. Like, stop trying to mirror what you think you want or whatever on the next human being. Like, and that's why I brought friends in the situation, because I feel like a lot of friendships are basically really, 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 really one-sided. But that person wants you to think that it's for both of y'all, but really it's just an experiment for themselves.
Yeah.
Don't be that rat they're experiencing on.
Right.
I mean, experimenting on. Don't do that. Like,
that's true.
And when you recognize that shit and you get your shit to, like, you mentally get okay and you're like, you start to realize all this shit, like, take heed to that shit and just like, move accordingly. But anyway.
My friends just like being around me and that's all I need. You know?
No.
It's just like family.
And it's crazy.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy, yeah.
Damn.
But anyway.
But yeah, what's that next step?
Well, it's basically to committing to dotivity. I mean, committing to, no, I'm sorry. Dotivity on the brain. No, committing to the can't discipline. Now, this is something that I struggle with wholeheartedly. Like I was, I don't know if I already said this in this podcast, but I'm in a good place, but I need to elevate. I can't just be cruising and be like, in my Jeep, like, hey, I'm dope as fuck. No. No, I don't have
no complacency
anything.
At all.
My dreams and my goals have not been accomplished yet. So I need to stop just trying to live in the moment and I need to actually pursue it. And it's a struggle in my mental. I have to get right. Like, I still have some more dopivity to do mentally. Like, but committing is going to be the main step.
Yeah.
You commit to that relationship. You commit to that guy who's good for you or not good for you. But I feel like if you could, you could commit to a bad guy and not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not realizing that shit.
Yeah.
You commit to a good guy, they gonna bring it to your attention. Like, bro, you keep saying you gonna do this shit. Like, why haven't you done it? Like, what are you doing?
Fair. Yeah.
I need you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
You said your words.
But that's
your
part
mouth.
Of the dopivity.
Yeah.
The difference between the people that you associate yourself with.
Yeah.
Do it. Commit
get
to
in
it.
There.
And then another step, this is one that I got from the article that I read, is basically knowing your weaknesses and making the change. So
okay,
if you know what's stopping you from doing it, in my, okay, the house experience, my I need to clean my fucking house.
Right.
In my mental, I'm like, damn, I've been at work all day. I work two jobs and I'm tired and I can go on and on about this shit. And I know that if I clean it up, my daughter just gonna mess it up tomorrow. Like, why the fuck would I even do this shit?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm just gonna keep this clutter here. It's gonna be clutter anyway type shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna come back.
Bro, discipline.
Because at the end of the day, you still want your house to look clean.
You want it in, and because that's when once you clear that out, you can weed out all that shit that's cluttering your brain too. You can sit down and I can meditate in peace without jackets and toys and
right.
all this shit just, around me.
Just everything you're thinking about.
Exactly.
Like, look at that pencil on the floor.
Right. You're going to get rid of all of that and then you can genuinely do things without that on the back burner. Cleaning up been on my back burner for about a month, right?
Okay. That hard deep clean.
Right. It's just like, fucking do it.
Just.
And you know like what, guys? Nike. I promise to God, I'm going to do it tonight.
Hey.
When we finish this podcast and Nate leaves, because he's going to a Super Bowl thing, when he leaves,
yep.
I'm going to put on Dopetivity and show y'all. I clean my shit.
Hey, I like that.
It's going to be clean as fuck.
Did a dope five.
Sparkling in this hole.
Good shit.
Okay. And then tonight, I can meditate in peace.
Once you get to that moment, like, I can clean right now, but I can also.
Right.
At the crossroad. You got to make that discipline decision right there.
Discipline decision. Exactly. So, yeah. Know your weakness and make the changes necessary. One of the things on there was remove temptations. And I think that's more into if you need to lose weight, like.
Okay.
Why would you go to a brunch with your friends, honestly?
Yeah, or whatever.
If you go, if they pick a specific restaurant that you know, like, damn, I can't even eat nothing there
right
now because it's my diet that I created for myself.
Yeah, if you're like giving
yourself... You have to sacrifice.
If you're sitting there telling yourself, I don't want to be like this no more. If it's about being, you know, weight challenged. I don't know what they call it. Because, you know, I'm a little hefty too, but...
Shut up.
But, you know, if that's something that you think about, even if it's not a goal, but it's something that you always teeter on, it's cluttering your mind at that moment, right? Go to that brunch and get... what you think's not it's going to take away from adding more clutter to that. Don't get the full 8-inch, 10-inch
and then
pizza.
Be like, you know what, I've been good for 2 days. Yeah. And I haven't ate nothing for 2 days. Right. And I'm just gonna eat this here. Yeah. Chicken and waffles and shit.
That could be another episode right there. The false reward. What? Because that is a false reward right there, right?
And on that list, it was stating reward yourself, but you don't reward yourself with, like...
Yeah, doing it all the time, too. You can't always...
You can't do one thing. You go 2 hours without eating no carbs and then be like, you know what?
Ooh, I'm going to get me some
cheese fries because I ain't even eat for 2 hours.
Exactly.
No. So reward yourself accordingly. Mm-hmm. Visualize and plan was on there.
That's more discipline on top of that, too.
Right. Visualize and plan. So you kind of have to be in tune with yourself and know... why you even created this goal.
Mm-hmm.
And where you see yourself if you were to literally do that goal.
Right.
So I want to be I want to own my own business. I kept that very broad. I want to own my own business and I need to plan for it. But then think about the long haul. Like, okay, I want to own my own business. What am I going to benefit from? And I'm going to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make money. I'm going to have not work for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happier. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to be in a mindset where I can work out more. I'm going to clean my house every day because I don't have to be at a 9-to-5.
Right.
I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, get in depth to see all the benefits within the goal. Because if someone makes a goal for themselves, if they're goal-oriented, I think they made the goal because they know that it's going to be extremely beneficial for them.
Yeah, a lot of times people make goals because they know that it's accomplishable.
Mm-mm.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but they shouldn't do that.
But no, not even that.
If they think it's only, I'm only going to make this goal to not eat for 2 hours because I know it's accomplishable.
Right. And then they get stuck in that point where they're like, yeah, fuck it, I'm just going to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, they make goals easy enough to attain. We have goals in our mind. We're not making goals like, I want to learn how to fly with my arms tomorrow. You know, we're not doing that.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. Unrealistic goals are not really something that we actually put ourselves into in the real life. It's good to fantasize about flying.
Right.
Because you're like, ooh, I save so much money on gas. Get this car. I can sell my car. No insurance. I'm going to be rich just flying everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make sense.
Right.
We typically only make goals based on things that we know we can accomplish. And that should be that should almost be more than enough, you would think, right?
Right.
But we get to that point where we're like, we give ourselves
obstacles. But I got to give ourselves obstacles. Yeah.
We create these obstacles.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to work this hard for that. I don't want to have to, you know, give this much money to this thing I want to make me more money later because I already saw the goal happening that way. You know?
Right.
Don't do that. But yeah, I think that was a pivot point in that conversation. And I think I directed it in a different direction. I apologize.
No.
Back to the list.
The list. Okay, so visualize and plan, change your routine. So basically that's the action part.
Mm-hmm. Change your because you're obviously not doing exactly what you expect yourself to do. So change up the routine. Create that nice ritual that you know you enjoy. You can make everything you do fun.
Right.
There's a way, Shauna, if you wanted to start cleaning all the time, that you can make it fun.
Make it a workout. There's something
that you could do.
Two birds with one stone.
There's something you can do. And even in that sense, that's a positive reward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you reward yourself with making yourself happy while doing something that you needed to get done that you didn't enjoy that much previously. You know, it's a good thing to try.
It's funny you say that because the next one was reward yourself.
Hey.
Reward yourself meaning don't reward yourself stupidly.
Right.
Reward yourself responsibly,
progressively.
It's like, damn, you have to know yourself too. Like, that's why we say practice that doctivity, because you have to know yourself along this process.
Yeah.
So you don't set a goal and be like, I'm not going to do this for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, let's go back to the cleaning. I'm just going to clean my living room.
Just the living room,
not the dining area that needs the most work. I'm just going to do my living room, uh-huh. and then I'm going to treat myself.
And that's going to be enough, right?
Yeah, I did something.
Yeah.
Go above and beyond.
It's better than nothing.
Do the whole house and then be like, oh, wow. I deserve a whole bottle of wine uh-huh. right now because I finally conquered that fear.
Yeah.
Clean your closet too and be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of another metaphor in that sense, but if you jump out of a plane because you want to go skydiving, you can't say, all right, that's enough excitement. Let me stop right here in the middle of this and
right.
do the rest later. You can't do that. Sometimes you're going to have to just jump out that plane and take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, as far as goals go, if you can do it that way based on, you know, non-circumstantial time restraints and stuff like that, then
yeah,
by all means, go in and do it. You know what I mean? If you go work out and you're like, I just want to start working out. Go in there until you like,
Start working out.
I'm actually going to have to lay on this floor for about 30 minutes right, before I leave.
But the thing is like anybody can do one day.
Mm-hmm.
Try to say, I'm going to work out consistently.
Yeah.
4 days straight. 3 days off, whatever the case is, and I'm gonna do it for a month.
And do it.
I'm gonna do it for a month, and you do it. That's when that reward should come. Mm-hmm. So it's about setting the standards. If it's even like with your kids.
Yeah.
Kenley, sit on that couch and sit there for 10 minutes, and then you get a whole bouquet full of candy.
Not right.
That's dumb. 10 minutes? No. I need you to do that shit for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I need you to be able to do that stuff all the time.
For real. For you to get rid of it. That's just like report cards when she gets that age. If you get one A, no.
Get all.
Get all A's. I'll think about buying you this. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good mm-hmm. one. So I would always say in this situation, make sure you get A's in all the things you do.
Amen. Because you have to be your own professor.
Card. Yeah, you have to be your own. You have your own report card.
You are your own professor. You definitely. Like, you have to be your teacher. You're grading yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard 100%. For people. That's hard for people. That's hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Because they're relying on something. Don't rely on other people so much.
Next one. Don't rely.
Is that
on motivation?
You read it earlier, but I swear to God, I did not remember the order.
When doing things and practicing discipline, mm-hmm. you cannot expect a pat on the back for everything you do from someone else.
Right.
That's not your motivation. Your motivation is literally yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your motivation is your own goals, your own guidelines, your own things. So don't expect you're going to get a pat on the back.
Yeah, don't wait.
Pat on black.
Pat on the back. Pat on the black back.
Bro. It's crazy. It's true.
No, yeah, for real.
Don't rely on that because I know a lot of people want to be rewarded for their mm-hmm. accomplishments. I see it on Facebook and shit all the time. People are like, oh my God, this girl just said.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. But not to say that getting rewarded or praise is bad. Mm-mm. Take it, but don't let that be the whole focus of the situation.
Don't let that be your goal.
Yeah, don't let that drive.
Nobody said that
only. It's good to get that, but don't let that drive you. Like, don't say I need to get the accolades, because sometimes you'll sit there and fish for the affirmation in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Fishing for affirmation,
and then all of a sudden you're in a totally different path than what you originally planned for yourself. Now what do? You start backtracking, fall back down the ladder, go over again.
It's crazy.
Like, I just need, my original goal was to do this, but I've been chasing laughs and high fives this whole time. That
I have an example.
Now, what's that?
I did the big chop, y'all. I chopped all my fucking hair off.
Got the cut, fresh fade, whatever.
It's not a fade. <I know. laughs> It's cute or whatever. But when I did it, I was like, damn, I need people to tell me it's cute. Like,
so that you, okay, yeah.
And then something slapped me in the face, uh-huh. and my head went, psh.
And then I was like, bro, you did this shit for you.
Did it for you, yeah.
Look in that mirror and tell yourself you cute.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, look in the mirror, and like, it's just, it's that simple. It gets down to that, that smallest simplicity.
Things, yeah.
I didn't need nobody else to tell me, yo, haircut fire. Right. I want this to you. I mean, even though that feels good. Like, oh, okay,
good. Thank God. But
before,
now...
right. Before I left, I got it done and then I had to go to work that night. But before I made a commitment before I went to work that night,
mm-hmm.
I was going to fall in love with this fucking hair. Because I'm used to having hair.
Yeah, that's what they say. Own it. Own that shit.
And
if I went bald, own that shit.
For real. So, I mean, it's just that simple. Like, be your own cheerleader.
Yeah, literally.
Do your own thing. Mm-hmm. Live your own life. That's don't right. allow nobody that is not living the life with you, that's not with you every second of the day, don't allow them to be the people that tell you whether this is right or wrong. Don't allow them to tell you how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, hold on. I have to read one more thing.
Read it.
It was on Facebook today.
Okay.
It's not on Facebook. It was on Instagram.
All kinds of inspiration, and, though. Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm about that. Like, my Instagram feed is full of shit that fucking benefits me. Like, I don't do that bullshit. Mm-mm.
That inspiration.
Damn, I didn't save it. Why don't they tell you shit that you liked anymore? That shit...
I don't know.
Pisses me off. His name
is... We're going to have to go ahead and talk to Dan Balzerian. Is he the one that has Instagram?
I don't fucking know.
Dan Balzerian, Tom
Balzerian.
What's that name?
Tom.
Tom on MySpace.
What's Facebook then?
Facebook is Mark Zuckerberg.
Really? I thought Tom. Okay, but anyway.
Tom was like, he was always your number one friend on your top 10. Or top
oh, well, five. Don't rely on none of them motherfuckers. Right. Shit. Okay, so this is the quote that I read today, and it's provided by Lewis House. He was on the Roommates podcast. He's really dope. I followed him after I listened to him on there. I really, really like this guy.
What's his name?
Lewis House. H-O-W-E-S. He's really good. But anyway, he's like a self, like, get your shit together. Like, mm-hmm. Let's do this. But anyway, he posted this today. And it says, maybe instead of ignoring your heart, you should love it, hold it, cherish it. Maybe you should stop listening to the advice of other people who think they know what's best for you when you were created to know what's best for you.
Yeah.
No one knows the inner workings of your soul and your heart better than you. Trust that, know that, and most importantly, honor that.
Wow.
Drops mic.
On the mic. Yeah, there you go. On the money, though.
No, that shit, I read that today. That's good. And that's basically what we're trying to mm-hmm. accomplish here. Express. Do you. Be you, do you for you.
Uh-huh.
For do that us. Shit.
For FUBU, boo-foo.
FUBU! For us, by us. No,
no, for you, by you. We changed it.
Okay, guys.
Oh, man. I like this discipline.
I hopefully. I pray that this... podcast was beneficial.
Yes,
as all because the rest of our discipline is important. Hey. Discipline is important.
Yep. Wait, because
discipline is important.
Discipline.
Boom, discipline is important. Okay. Word. Discipline is important. No. Whoa, discipline is important. Hey,
discipline is important.
For sure. Discipline is important. You know. Discipline is important. Hey. Discipline is important.